Introduction. Welcome to the O. Orkin Insect Zoo at the Smithsonian Institution's National Museum of Natural History. Visitors get to observe, learn about, and possibly even handle insects and other arthropods. The zoo has displays of live insects, preserved specimens, illustrations, and a few tactile and interactive elements. The Insect Zoo is on the second floor of the museum, and this tour begins at the entrance from the Eternal Life in Ancient Egypt exhibit. If you enter from the Butterfly Pavilion Hall, walk through the zoo to where it exits on the other side. This is an audio-described tour developed to make the visual aspects of the exhibit more accessible to visitors who are blind or have low vision. The tour goes through the insect zoo in 15 sections, plus this introduction and a conclusion. This recorded tour has the core tour tracks with directions and a brief description of what's on display, including a summary of the text. If you want to learn more, you can find detailed descriptions and complete exhibit text scripts for all sections, along with these core descriptions, in a screen reader accessible document on the museum's website. The descriptions of the enclosures, which are the displays with live animals, will reflect what you're likely to find and sometimes notable behaviors, rather than describe a static scene. Note that, by their nature, these exhibits change constantly, and sometimes the resident species are not on display. Signs on the live animal enclosures say, "Please do not tap the glass." Before we start, a note on measurements. Scientists generally use metric measurements like centimeters rather than imperial units like inches. This tour will use metric for describing exhibit contents and imperial for navigation. For comparison, there are about 2.5 centimeters in an inch and about 30 centimeters in a foot. A millimeter is 1/10 of a centimeter. For a reference, you might have in your pocket a U.S. nickel coin is almost 2 centimeters across and almost 2 millimeters high. Let's begin our tour, starting just before you enter from the Ancient Egypt exhibit. On the far left is the exit from the rainforest section. We'll get there in section 12. For now, head to the large hallway entrance to the right. The wall to your left is covered in a large mural reaching to the ceiling, showing huge plants from a bug's eye view, grass, violets, clover, Queen's Anne's lace, and more grow up from the ground reaching to the ceiling. Toy wood blocks, nearly a half meter high, are tumbled on the ground to read Zoo, Z-O-O, in yellow, blue, and red letters. A black grasshopper sits atop the blue O block, and a green praying mantis stares out from next to the red O. Other insects rests on leaves, flowers, and a fallen branch. On the left side, a diamond-shaped plexiglass sign reads, O. Orkin Insect Zoo. This exhibit was made possible through a generous donation from Orkin Pest Control. From where you are standing, the zoo extends forward 25 yards. This hallway has displays on either side for the first 15 yards. At that point, the displays on the left side wrap around a corner and the right end of a life-size model of an African termite mound. Walking past the termite mound, you'll reach a large open area with sets of windows that look over the National Mall to the south, straight ahead, and west to the right, with displays in the far right corner and along the left side. If instead of walking straight from the termite mound, you were to turn to the left, the displays continue on your left and on the opposite side for about 6 yards. From there is another hallway to the left, the rainforest section of the insect zoo, and straight ahead is the zoo exit to the butterfly pavilion. The rainforest exhibit is about 16 yards long and exits into the Ancient Egypt exhibit to your left. In the open space ahead, volunteers may have insect and arachnid carts out, and tarantula feedings occur 3 times a day, weekdays at 10:30, 11:30, and 1:30, and weekends at 11:30, 12:30, and 1:30. Be aware that this area can get crowded, particularly during the feedings, and that the carts and a couple low stools may be in place in different locations throughout the space. You can visit the carts or feedings at any point during your visit. They're covered in Section 15. Most of the zoo has dark blue-green walls that reach up about 9 feet, where the top edge is cut in contours like the silhouette of forest treetops against the background of mottled colors that reach up and end 1 foot below the ceiling, 13 feet above. Many sections have a short, sloped ledge that extends forward from the wall about 10 inches at about 2 feet from the ground. To reach the first section, walk through the opening in front of you and turn to your right.